Well, our foreign-backed insurgents in Syria have reportedly massacred at least 30 civilians in Idlib province. The killings took place as members of an al-Qaeda-linked group known as the Islamic State of Iraq and the Levant fired a series of mortar shells on Kaftin village. The insurgents in a separate incident also fired mortar shells on a town in Hasakah province. The attack primarily targeted a police station and led to the injury of a number of civilians. Locals say they've seen some people vomiting after the shelling in what could be a sign of a chemical attack. Well, from Pennsylvania, I'm joined by Lawrence Davidson, professor with Westchester University. Welcome to the program. So, Professor, why do you think the massacre of civilians by foreign-backed insurgents doesn't get enough media coverage, especially in the West?
Right. Well, I think that media coverage in the West is, politically motivated and informally, anyway, managed by U.S. government. And also, many of the media outlets are owned in the hands of conservative elements who are going to play down the atrocities of the rebels and play up the atrocities of government. This is a political situation, and it essentially adds up to a managed media.
Of course, we see daily attacks and aggression by the foreign-backed insurgents in Syria. I mean, just how much hope is there for a political solution to the crisis?
Well, I'm not very hopeful. I think the American government would like to see some sort of political settlement.
Well, let me put this question this way. Is there any sign that can show us that there is hope for a political solution?
No. No. I mean, I was what I was trying to describe was hope, hopes for. But no, there's no sign. In fact, given the position of the Israelis and the Saudis and their actions in continuing to supply the rebels, and the rebel demand that Bashar Assad can't play any future role in the government. I mean, these are positions that are bound to eliminate any possibility. I mean, they're designed to do that, aren't they?
If the Syrian government does come clean with its chemical weapons program and ends its chemical weapons facilities, what should we expect from the Western side?
Well, that's a very good question. I don't think you can expect very much at all. In terms of the United States government, it has a record of turning on even those who have ended up cooperating with it. I mean, you can see what happened in Libya. Gaddafi has been cooperating with the West, had gotten rid of its nuclear weapons program, and they turned on him anyway. So I don't think that Bashar Assad can hope for any reciprocity on the part of the West at all. I mean, it's enough to that the Americans are held to minimizing their resupply of the rebels, but that's not because of Bashar Assad's cooperation. That's because the American public is sick and tired of a decade of war.
All right. We'll leave it there for the time. Many thanks to Professor Lawrence Davidson from Pennsylvania.
Sure.
Thanks for your time there, sir.